This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi today. The two leaders discussed the multifaceted ties between the two countries. The discussion also focused on avenues to broaden the comprehensive strategic partnership to new and emerging areas. Five agreements were signed following the talks. These include a Memorandum of Understanding MOU in the field of Baraka nuclear power plant operations and maintenance between Emirates Nuclear Energy Company and Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, an agreement for long-term LNG supply between Abu Dhabi National Oil Company and Indian Oil Corporation Limited was also signed. The Crown Prince also visited Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan arrived in New Delhi last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. The Crown Prince will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. Tomorrow, Sheikh Al Nahyan will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a series of bilateral meetings with his counterparts from Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC countries and Brazil on the sidelines of the inaugural India-GCC Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh. These discussions covered a wide range of bilateral, regional and global issues. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is attending the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh. The inaugural meeting will focus on enhancing cooperation across various sectors including trade, investment and energy. The Minister of Defence has signed a contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for 240 AL-31FP aero engines for Sukhoi 30 MKI aircraft at a cost of over 26,000 crore rupees. According to the Defence Ministry, these aero engines will be manufactured by the Koraput's division of HAL and enhance the operational capability of the Sukhoi 30 MKI fleet for the defence preparedness. HAL will supply 30 aero engines annually with the supply of all 240 engines expected to be completed over the next 8 years. This will give a boost to the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative of the government as HAL will seek support from the country's defence manufacturing ecosystem involving MSMEs and both public and private industries. The Indian Army and Indian Air Force today signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya to enhance the skills and capability building of personnel in logistics operations. Speaking on the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that it is a monumental partnership to build a world-class and future-proof logistics system and achieve self-reliance in defence sector. Speaking on the occasion, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Vishwavidyalaya will serve as a vital partner in empowering the armed forces with cutting-edge logistics education, research and innovation. The 54th GST Council meeting is underway in New Delhi under the chairmanship of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary and Finance Ministers of States are present in the meeting. The centre has asked the states and the Union Territories to conduct screening and testing of all suspect cases of mpox. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra issued an advisory to the states in view of the WHO's declaration of public health emergency of international concern related to mpox. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a red alert for several districts in Odisha, warning of extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall. The weather system lying in Bay of Bengal is expected to intensify into a deep depression while moving towards North Odisha and West Bengal coast, leading to increased rainfall and potential flooding. Coastal districts of Odisha, including Puri, Ganjam and Khurda, are very likely to receive heavy rainfall and storm surges. Local authorities have activated emergency response plans and are monitoring the situation closely. The IMD has also forecast extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam today and heavy rainfall in Telangana, South Interior Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.